Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Bringing it back to your house. From my house, Rosie on the house. Thank you for tuning in. Well, Jennifer, you think we got them awake? Did we wake them up in that first segment?
I would sure hope so.
And we got their attention?
You got mine.
We're talking this morning with special guest from APS, Jacob Tetlow. He is the Vice President of Transmission and Distribution, which is, and when I talked to him in a little pre-interview earlier in the week, he says, yeah, I'm really not big on titles. Well, I think after my study, we can actually lengthen his title. He is the Vice President of Transmission and Distribution and Director of all Paleontological Resources for APS. Because it all starts in 600 BC with Thales of Miletus rubbing amber on his toga, right?
Cloak, yeah.
Sorry, Gary and I are working on queuing a special soundtrack up. I was listening to something else in my headset. I missed
that. Amber is a fossil. So it all starts with a fossil and a toga with one of the sages of Greece. And we're here today with the sage of APS, Jacob Tetlow. Jacob, again, thanks a million for getting up Saturday morning and joining us.
Appreciate it. Not usually called a sage, but I'll go with it.
So how do you, if I want to be Vice President of Transmission and Distribution of Electricity, where do you go to school for that? How do you get there from?
Well, yeah. My personal experience is a great education and over at Arizona State University in engineering.
Okay. You start with engineering. Got to be electrical engineering, right?
You can be. You can be mechanical engineer. You could be a civil, electrical, chemical. We primarily will have electrical engineers in transmission distribution, but when you get to the power generation side, they got just as many mechanicals and a few civils and chemicals around.
So what flavor is your degree?
I happen to be a mechanical.
Which makes sense. There's a lot of mechanical engineering involved in like just constructing those lattice towers, right?
Yep, there sure would be.
I mean, you got to know moments and frictions and
a lot of devices, a lot of equipment out there. Power plants in particular have a lot of equipment in them.
This is taking me back to derivatives and calculus. I got a headache all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm getting one too out of that idea.
So mechanical engineering, you come out of ASU and APS says, we're going to make you Vice President of Transmission and Distribution.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, except for I had to stop a few places along the way. Actually, my first job with APS was a boiler inspector. My job was to climb around big, giant boilers that are like 20 stories tall, and I had to inspect the tubes and figure out where to make repairs and help welders figure out what to weld up. And because those big boilers are where we would generate the steam that we'd send down to those big turbines to make the power.
And you're doing all this behind the scenes. There's a tremendous amount of resources committed to behind the scenes so that when I'm at home eating that dinner I was talking about and I want to turn the volume up on the Boss Gag songs I like so much, it's because of people like you in the background saying I can flip that switch, up that volume.
Yeah, it's a great perspective, just like your meal. There's a lot of work that takes place in the background to make when you want that electric switch in the room to work every single time you flip the switch, there's a lot of work and effort behind that. You know, we got 6,400 employees at various power plants and solar arrays, and we're doing lots of things to make all of that work every single time. And it's a lot to it.
Okay.
With all that said,
yes, ma'am.
I don't think any of us can really complain about our bills, right? I'm sorry. Just saying.
You don't think so?
No, that's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. It really is. So making electricity. So we've got this natural occurring phenomena that mankind has figured out how to harness and direct it. But now we want to artificially manufacture it. Now, how many different ways can we manufacture electricity?
You can make electricity lots of different ways. There's a lot of different options. We operate Palo Verde Nuclear Plant. Happens to be the largest nuclear plant in North America. Very proud of the operation of that plant. It makes a large volume of electricity very reliably, carbon-free. So that's one option.
Okay.
We have some coal-fired power plants. Coal in the United States historically generated over half of all the electricity that the entire nation used. And while we're starting to pull back a little bit on coal, We also generate it on natural gas. We have a large set of solar plants, both photovoltaic and concentrating solar. You take the heat from the sun and you create steam. We also have some wind energy in our portfolio. So we look at it from a value of diversifying and trying to get a wide spectrum of energy sources and trying to get that right balance between, you know, a renewable source, a carbon-free source, and a traditional source.
And there's one power plant in the valley that actually is driven off methane gas being harvested from a landfill, right?
That's right. You can use methane gas from a landfill just like you would natural gas. Similar kind of opportunity.
How creative is that? More with Jacob Tetlow, Vice President of Transmission and Distribution for APS, when we get back. Woo! Fire it up. Let's get the sparks flying.